Ma, what do you think you're doing?
It's a funny little habit I picked up. I call it eating.
Look, Rose made this for her daughter. Now, you know you're not supposed to eat it until she gets here.
Oh, please, there's enough food here to feed my entire village in Sicily.
Blanche.
Oh, dear, daughter, can you help me with the chair? Oh, my back gave out.
I figured that would have been about the third thing to go.
Honey, what happened?
Well, I was in my aerobics class when I noticed this gorgeous man checking me out. So during the buttocks lifts, he motioned for my phone number. Well, I didn't want to appear easy, so I rolled over on my back and flung my legs over my head.
That's what I call giving him the brush off.
Hi, Mom.
My God, it is Michael. Oh, Michael, look, Ma, it's Michael. Oh, honey, what a surprise. You look great. Oh, am I glad to see you. Honey, I have missed you so. Why the hell haven't you written, you little ingrate?
Please, Dorothy. He's a big-time musician in New York. You think he has time to write letters home?
Hi, Grandma.
Don't hi me. You can't pick up a phone and call your own grandmother?
You look terrific, Grandma.
I know. So give me a kiss already.
Honey, I want you to meet my dear friend Blanche. Blanche, this is my son, Michael.
I would get up, but I've thrown my back totally out of whack. You see, what happened was...
Oh, you don't have to explain. My mother already told me all about you.
Honey, why didn't you tell us you were coming?
Yeah, I could have cooked all your favorite meals.
Well, my job at the jazz club ended early, so I decided to come visit for a few days.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
You play jazz?
A child prodigy, the only white boy from Brooklyn who could scat.
Yeah. But, honey, I don't understand. I thought the job was supposed to last till the end of the summer.
Well, I had artistic differences with the owner of the club.
People pick on him because he's always the most talented.
Well, he fired me because he wanted everyone in the band to wear a tie, and I refused.
Michael stands up for his principles.
Yeah. He's the Norma Ray of the music business.
Everybody, I want you to meet my daughter, Bridget. Oh.
Bridget, this is Blanche.
Hi.
And Dorothy. And Sophia. And a total stranger.
Honey, this is my son, Michael. He's going to be staying with us for a few days.
Oh, Ma, you don't have the space. I'll take a room somewhere.
Don't be silly. You can have my room. With my bad back, I'll just camp out on the couch.
Oh, Michael, it's nice meeting you. Dorothy's told us so much about you. This is my daughter, Bridget.
Hello.
Bridget's on her way to study at Oxford in England.
And I found a terrific flat on campus.
Oh, that's great. I hear the commute from here is a killer.
Pardon me?
It was a joke.
Cute.
Where do you go to school, Michael?
Well, college isn't really my style. I attend the School of Life.
Really? A lot of people go there when they can't get accepted anywhere else.
Cute.
Oh, Bridget, I know you're hungry after your trip, honey. I fixed all your favorite things.
Oh, it looks delicious.
Wait a minute. Where are the little wooden shoes I carved out of cheese?
My mother spread them on the tiny windmill you built out of Triscuits.
Mom, this is the best breakfast I've had in ages.
Me too, Dorothy. When we're alone, she feeds me lumpy oatmeal and black bananas.
Mom, I'll do that.
No, you will not.
You don't have to clean up after
me. I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, why not double your fun?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Blanche.
Honey, how's your back?
Terrible. What'd the doctor say?
Well, after commenting that I am the most spectacular specimen of the female anatomy he has seen since Miss Julie Newmar, he said I have a back problem.
Well, thank God you went to a specialist.
He said no physical activity for a week. I have to wear a corset and stay on my back with my legs elevated.
That's the same thing you did last Saturday.
Honey, you just follow the doctor's orders and everything will be fine.
Dorothy, I cannot possibly go without physical activity for an entire week. I have serious needs. After all, I'm at my sexual peak.
Blanche.
Well, I am, Dorothy. When a woman's at her sexual peak...
Blanche, boy, this is my child.
Mom, I'm not a child anymore. I wish you wouldn't treat me like one.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I don't treat you like one. Ooh, here's $10. Go take your grandmother to see the Journey of Natty Gang.
Shut up and take the money. The hell with the movie. We'll double our money at the track, have a nice lunch in the park, and goof on bums.
Michael seems like such a nice young man.
Oh, he really is. But I'm worried about him. He's always been a little flighty.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. Grandma Hollinsworth always said I was a little flighty. Or was it a little floozy?
Hi, Rose. You want some breakfast?
Oh, no, thanks. Bridget packed a delicious meal and drove me to the country for breakfast. Oh, we took a walk and we picked wildflowers and we rolled up our pant legs and waded in the creek. And then guess what?
Julie Andrews showed up. You all fed deer from your hand and sang If I Had a Hammer.
Rose, sounds to me like you had a lovely morning.
Oh, it was. But it made me a little sad. I realized how much I'm going to miss her. We've always been so close.
I know what you mean. I used to be the same way with Michael.
Used to be? I thought you two got along great.
Oh, no, it's not that we don't get along. It's just that we think so differently. You know, I think it is time he settled down and found a job. He thinks he should be traveling over the country trying to find himself.
Maybe what Michael needs is a little exposure.
Exposure to what?
To plutonium, Rose.
To somebody more career-oriented, somebody like Bridget. Maybe if the two of them spent some time together, she'd be a positive influence.
Wait, are you suggesting that Michael and Bridget go out together?
That is exactly what I am suggesting.
Oh, I don't think so, Blanche. No, I learned a long time ago to stay out of my children's social lives.
Yeah, I'm afraid I agree with Rose.
It's like that old Scandinavian saying, you can lead a herring to water, but you have to walk really fast or he'll die.
Maybe they'd have more fun going out together instead of hanging around here with me and three old ladies.
I'm gonna get changed, too. Bridget's gonna take me to the House of Fabrics. They're having a big felt sale. I hope I just don't get too crazy.
Yeah, you better take a tranquilizer before you go. Remember last time you hyperventilated and almost passed out?
I never passed out at the House of Fabrics. I passed out at the World of Wool.
Oh, girls, for the first time in my life, my body feels old. I feel like I can't do the same things I used to.
Rubber woman couldn't do the same things you used to.
Honey, it's only natural that as you grow older, your body changes.
It falls apart.
Oh, it does not fall apart.
For 50 years, I had the body of Cheetah Rivera. One morning, I woke up, my butt looked like the neck of a bulldog.
I remember the first time I felt I was getting older. I was visiting my daughter in New York. She had one of those walk-up apartments, 5 flights up. Oh, it got harder and harder each year to climb those stairs. And finally, one year, I couldn't make it without stopping. Oh, it depressed me for weeks.
Oh, my God. Is that what I have to look forward to 15 years from now?
Another game, Dorothy.
No, honey, I don't feel like it. Why don't you play with Michael?
Oh, he's not here.
Where is he?
While you and Sophia were at the market, the kids decided to go out.
What, Michael asked Bridget out?
Well, not exactly, no. I just happened to have some free tickets to the symphony, and they were sitting around here bored, so I suggested they take them.
Blanche, both Rose and I told you not to interfere with their social lives.
I know it. I just thought it might be fun for them.
Oh, being set up on a date is never fun.
In Sicily, everything is set up. Dates, marriage, death, especially death. That's why whenever I go into a restaurant, I sit with my back to the wall. Except any diner in Newark, where if you're against the wall, you stick.
Hi, Blanche. Shouldn't you be lying down?
Yes, but I'm tired of being on my back. Did I just say that?
Are the kids back from their date yet?
Our kids?
No, Rose, the Cats and Jammer kids. Of course our kids.
Well, I thought we decided not to interfere in their private lives.
We did, but Blanche here decided differently.
Oh, Blanche, how could you?
Well, I don't know what all the fuss is about. It wasn't an official date. They just went to the symphony. Besides, I heard them come in hours ago.
I think I'll go say goodnight to Bridget.
Oh, honey, would you bring me back my heating pad? It's on my dresser.
Sure.
Oh, Dorothy. Do you realize it has been 4 days since I have enjoyed the company of a man?
I know, Blanche. I've been marking the days off on my big ships of the Navy calendar.
I don't think I can stand it much longer. My body feels like a Corvette up on blocks with its engine racing and the wheels just spinning and spinning with nowhere to go. I feel like I'm going to explode.
Dorothy, you have to help me. You have to do something.
Honey, there's nothing I can do, so get that look out of your eye and let go of my hand.
Hi there.
Oh, girls, don't look.
Michael Zbornak, you get out of that bed right now.
Believe me, Mom, I'd like to. But in light of the fact that my clothes are hanging on the doorknob, I don't think it's such a good idea.
Oh, my God, they're naked.
People usually are in this situation, Rose.
Unless they're all dressed up in costumes. Sorry.
What's all the commotion? Oh, boy.
Grandma, this isn't what it looks like.
Please, I'm 80 years old. I may not remember what it feels like, but I sure as hell remember what it looks like.
Grandma, listen.
You listen. How dare you come into our home and act like a common gigolo? You've embarrassed me, your mother, our friends. Not to mention that poor, stupid, flat-chested girl. You've broken my heart. I'm ashamed to call you my grandson.
Now look what you've done. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Bridget, I am shocked at your behavior.
Why doesn't everybody just calm down? Bridget and Michael are adults. They went out. They had a great time.
It was nice. I wouldn't call it great.
Sorry. Too much wine.
Would you like us to leave so you can try it again?
Dorothy, I don't think we should encourage them.
Look, why don't we just let the kids get dressed? Then we can all sit down and discuss this like rational human beings.
That's a good idea, Blanche.
Rose, I meant let them get dressed in private.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm still in shock. I've never seen Bridget in bed with a man before, except Raggedy Andy. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Believe it, Rose.
I can't. You know how it is when you can't believe something?
Yes, I can't believe Alan Thicke has a hit series, but that doesn't mean it isn't so.
I blame you for this, Blanche.
What did I do?
If you hadn't sent them on that date, Michael never would have seduced my daughter.
What are you talking about? He didn't seduce her.
Oh, you were there?
No, I happen to know he didn't.
How?
Bridget isn't his type.
Of course she isn't. She's too good for him.
How about a nice glass of lemonade?
Not now. What do you mean she is too good for him?
Well, he doesn't even have a job.
Well, neither does Henry Kissinger, really, but he's still very highly regarded.
My son is an artist.
That's a nice way of saying he's a loser.
My son is not a loser. He happens to be very talented.
Yes, at taking advantage of poor young girls.
There, you see, you both agree he does have talent.
Rose, face it. Your daughter moves faster than Marcus Allen.
I can't face it. I don't even know who Marcus Allen is.
Then let me put it to you another way. Rose, when are you going to face up to the fact that your daughter is not the goody-two-shoes you think she is?
What do you mean by that?
Rose, what would you call a girl who sleeps with a man she has known for one day?
A damn good sport.
I call her a tramp.
What?
You heard me, tramp. Tramp, tramp, tramp.
Dorothy, we have always had our differences, but I don't think you've ever said anything so vicious or so cruel. I don't believe I'll ever be able to speak to you again.
Dorothy, go after her.
I will not. I'm not the only one who was cruel and vicious. I have feelings, too.
Morning, Dorothy.
I'm not talking to you.
I guess you're still upset with me about last night, aren't you?
No, I'm upset because Crockett and Tubbs are wearing darker colors.
Good morning.
Ma, why are you dressed like that?
I'm introducing my new line of tennis wear. What do you think? I'm in mourning.
For whom, Sophia?
Michael. After last night, he doesn't exist. Oh, excuse me, I didn't see you.
Morning, Rose.
I guess you're still mad at me, too, huh?
That's right. Oh, girls, look, believe me, nobody could be more upset about what happened last night than I am, but I was just trying to be hospitable, I swear. I sent the kids to the symphony to hear Mr. Henry Mancini's tribute to the Pink Panther. I didn't expect them to come back here and jump into bed. Besides, it's not the end of the world, you know. These things do happen. Why, the same thing happened to me when I was in my early 20s. I was taking some classes at Miss MacGyver's finishing school. And one night, Bobby Joe Springer had escorted me back to my dormitory after the annual fine manners ball, when an innocent goodnight kiss developed into an evening of passion. But at 3 a.m., the door flung open, and there stood Miss MacGyver, making one of those bed checks she was famous for. Well, I tried to handle the whole thing like a lady. I waved politely over Bobby Joe's shoulder with my foot. She was unmoved. Next day, she sat me down, gave me a stern lecture, and kicked me out of school. Only I didn't care. I knew what ecstasy was. All she could do was walk around with a dictionary on her head. All right, look, maybe you don't feel like talking to me or to each other, but at least talk to your children. Tell them how you feel. Only just make sure after it's all over that it's brought you closer together, not further apart.
Who are you, Mr. Spock?
I think you mean Dr. Spock, Sophia.
They're both real smart and they've got big ears, so don't get technical, okay?
I am speaking from experience, Sophia. I failed to listen to my children. And you don't see any of them visiting here now, do you?
I don't even see my hand in front of my face.
Glad you're making a lot of sense.
I guess we were so busy trying to protect our kids, we took it out on each other. Dorothy, I think I owe you an apology.
Oh, I owe you one.
Oh, no, I owe you one.
Oh, girls, what's the difference? The important thing is we're all friends again.
Maybe you're all friends again, but not me. I don't forgive, I don't forget, and I'm prone to growing moles. I can't help it, I'm Italian.
No, please, go on. That's enough. Michael, I want to talk to you about last night.
Sure, Mom.
You ungrateful brat. How could you do this to me? I'm sorry. That's not what I planned on saying.
It's okay. You have every right to be angry.
I just don't understand how you could do such a thing.
It wasn't anything planned. The whole thing just kind of happened.
Oh, just kind of happened? Michael, dandruff just kind of happens. Not a thing like this, and if you don't know the difference, then I must have failed somewhere along the line.
Will you stop torturing yourself? None of this is your fault.
Yes, it is. Where did I go wrong with you?
You didn't. You're a great mother.
If I were a great mother, you would be graduating from medical school, not playing doctor with my best friend's daughter here in this house.
Mom, sorry. I know it wasn't the right time or place, and it ended up embarrassing you, Grandma, and your friends. I guess I wasn't thinking.
That's your problem, Michael. You go through life not thinking. You go from town to town, job to job, obviously, relationship to relationship. Michael, you're 29 years old. When are you going to grow up and accept some responsibility?
Look, I'm sorry about what happened. And I'm sorry I'm never going to be all the things you hoped I would be.
The only thing I want you to be, Michael, is happy. I just don't want you waking up one morning sorry for choices you made.
I appreciate that. But, Ma, I have to live my own life. And despite my flaws, I am basically a decent, honest person. You think maybe you could just love me for that?
I already do.
Then you forgive me?
Of course I forgive you. But I'll tell you, if you ever pull a stunt like that again, I am going to throw you out on your flawed but honest, decent behind.
So, did you two make up?
Yes, Ma.
Did you apologize to your mother and beg her forgiveness?
Yes, Grandma.
Okay, now do it to me.
I'm sorry, Grandma. I wouldn't hurt you for the world. I hope you can forgive me.
That's it?
And I promise to write you more often.
And?
And call you every week.
Every week? What, you think I don't have a social life? be every other week.
Okay, every other week.
Good, you're forgiven. Oh, thank God this mess is over. I couldn't see a thing through this crap.
Well, I'm all packed and ready to go.
Good, I'll have your lunch done in a minute.
Mom, I think we should talk.
Oh, why don't we just forget about it?
I don't want to forget about it.
Okay, then I forgive you. I know it wasn't your fault.
Mom, you've got to stop pretending I'm some kind of perfect angel. I'm not. I make mistakes. And what I did the other night was one of them. And I am sorry about embarrassing you and your friends. But that doesn't change the fact that I slept with Michael.
Oh, honey, I so wanted your first time to be special.
It was, Mom. 4 years ago.
Oh, I really don't want to talk about this.
I want us to talk about this. I want us to have an open, honest relationship. I want to be able to share my deepest, darkest secrets with you.
Couldn't we just wear matching outfits?
Mother.
I'm sorry, honey, but it's just that, well, suddenly, it's like you're a whole new person. It's gonna take a little getting used to.
I understand.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you very much.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you too, Mom.
Are you sure you won't let me drive you to the airport?
No, I'll be fine. Dorothy, Sophia, thank you for having me.
Don't thank me, thank my grandson.
Mom, gotta go.
Wait a minute, where are you going? I thought you were staying till the end of the week.
Well, I just got a call for a gig in New Orleans, and this time I don't have to wear a tie.
Good luck to you, sweetheart. And you call me when you get there.
I will. Bye-bye, Grandma.
Be good, Michael.
Rose?
Want to share a taxi to the airport?
Sounds great.
Make sure that's all you share.
You two have a safe trip.
Bye-bye, Mom.
Girls, how do I look?
Blanche, where are you going?
I have a date.
I thought the doctor said you were to take it easy.
He did, but I'm just going stir crazy. I have to get out of this house.
Blanche, I think you should stick to the doctor's orders.
I think Dorothy's right.
Oh, nonsense. Who knows my body better than I do? Any man in Miami not attached to a woman or a respirator?